The rulemaking required by the GMO labeling bill passed in July will likely be completed under the next Secretary of Agriculture. The bill allows USDA 2 years to finalize a rule on disclosure requirements such as the optional on-package text or symbol. The department is also to complete a study on the feasibility of scanning QR codes on packaging, as well as define how small a business can be before they are exempted from the rule. American Soybean Association Vice President Ron Moore says that based on Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack's knowledge of the issue, USDA could be well-positioned to turn out an informed final rule.
I think it would be fantastic if they could get the regulations written before the secretary leaves office, and it would be a feather in his cap, so to speak, and a feather in the president's cap to say that, look, we got this done, we pushed it through over the finish line, so to speak, and we can celebrate. This is a victory we need to be able to celebrate with the president and the Secretary of Agriculture.
But based on comments from Vilsack on Wednesday, that will be difficult.
I think what we can do in this administration is to create a very strong foundation for this rule, to make sure that it is consistent with congressional directive, to make sure that it works in the marketplace, to make sure that it doesn't give rise to unnecessary litigative risk, and that it is compliant with international rules and regulations. And that's the goal, to do this as much as we can of laying this strong foundation upon which this rule can be built. I think the practical reality is that the rule itself, given the need for public comment and the need for review and the administrative process that we have to go through, may take longer than this administration has. But if we lay the foundation right, I'm confident that the rule will be one that will work.
Vilsack pointed out that USDA would have had more time if Congress would have passed a bill earlier than July, but
Congress has given us 2 years. And the reality is that there is a lot of important work that can be done before January 20th of 2017. Part of that work, I think, will be soliciting input from everyone. We have set up a website. We've set up a 1-800 number that people can call with suggestions and comments. I think we've received nearly 500 comments to date that will allow us to better understand what folks are expecting out of this. We will, in the very near future, solicit input on a series of policy questions that will have to be answered at some point in time as this rule is developed, in an effort to be transparent and to be comprehensive.
Vilsack also pointed out that USDA wants to make sure there's no conflict with action taken by USDA's Food Safety and Inspection Service on a non-GMO label. He also wants to make sure the new rule won't run counter to USDA's organic language. The timeline in the legislation gives USDA until July of 2018. Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Spencer Chase.